So to get into the issue of the other FLT3 inhibitors, because I kind of wonder, for example, how a patient like that's going to be treated 3 years from now. Maybe you can speculate on that.
I think that there are better FLT3 inhibitors, more potent ones. And one of the problems with all of the FLT3 inhibitors, including the more potent ones, is the emergence of resistance with kinase domain mutations, and similar to what we've seen with imatinib, but I think more common, even way more common potentially. But there are some much newer ones that have a lot of activity and may quickly work in combination to eradicate the malignant clone, and then you wouldn't have the emergence of a resistant clone.
So I'm curious because the one certainly we've heard a lot about is gilteritinib. We saw some data at ASCO on that, and that's what this 76-year-old lady got. What was her situation when she went into that trial, and what happened?
So that trial is a randomized trial for relapse patients, and it's randomized to sort of investigator's choice, a couple options. So we were hoping and praying that she would get randomized to the gilteritinib since she'd already received pretty intense treatment, and she had been a patient who was right on the borderline in terms of transplant ability, but she adamantly declined transplant and had relapsed relatively quickly. So she was fortunately, in my opinion, randomized to the gilteritinib arm of the trial, and she's been taking it now for about 5 months. She's not in a complete remission, but her counts are pretty stable. She doesn't have any circulating blasts. She's not neutropenic. She is somewhat transfusion dependent, and she still has disease in her bone marrow. So she is not in a complete remission, but she's very functional. She's living a good quality life at the moment. And I worry because I don't think this is going to last forever, this response.
So, any tolerability issues with the gilteritinib? You mentioned GI problems. Did she have any problems?
Yeah, she has some GI toxicity. And then, of course, there's some fatigue, but is that the drug? Is that the disease? It's really hard to know. I think it's, in general, pretty well tolerated by the patients that I've given it to, potentially better than some of the other FLT3 inhibitors like sorafenib, which is a tough drug to take at the doses that are recommended in AML.